you first have to establish an identity. And you do that primarily through your communications with the public. And communications meaning signs, flyers. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that we learned was that you've got to have a theme, and you have to have a graphic presentation that is consistent, so that when people see your thing, they recognize it. So that was really...
Oh, I have to interject. I completely forgot about this.
What?
We were asked to go to Chicago to a big environmental meeting.
Oh, this is the subject.
No, but this is on the subject, because that's the first time we heard the word meme.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you know what a meme is. Everybody knows what a meme is now. But this was way back. And environmental justice was there. I mean, really, all these big environmental groups. And we're sitting there, and they had heard that we had used the precautionary principle and won all these things down here, these battles. But this was back in 2006. This was the first time Bush got in. So it was 2000? We won United Copper.
It had nothing to do with United Copper. It all had to do with our campaign against Eureka.
Eureka, okay. Yeah, so it was, but they had heard about us through the precautionary principle.
I've got to put in here.
Oh, God, this is great. What?
What amazed us was we thought we'd done what we could, but the park was still standing.
Yeah.
But we at least were able to get a sign posted
in Spanish and English, talking
about the arsenic and all, have your kids wash their hands and all that. And this got back to this big environmental organization, SEHN, Science and Environmental Health.
They heard about United Copper too.
And here they brought us up to this big meeting
great.
In Chicago.
Yeah. And we're sitting there, and they start picking our brains. How did you do that?
Yeah.
And we said, well, we made a lot of mistakes, but we had a lot of meetings, and we went door to door. And we passed out flyers, and then we got one heading over it. And it was sort of, we made a lot of mistakes. And they said, well, how did you do this? How did you do that? And they were picking our brains. Because there were meme people there, and they said, we want to tell you what a meme is. And that's when we learned about it. And they were trying to figure out how to get all of their ideas onto one page. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
When we came back home, we said we had no idea that all these people were going to be there. And then the spotlight was on us, you know.
But at any rate,
we actually
were hooked up with a graphic designer.
Uh-huh. This is back in the fracking thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a lot of...
We had to frame our argument.
Yeah, I mean, it was like just like a business would do.
Yeah.
You know, trademarks, the whole thing.
Yep.
And I had no idea. So that to me was very, very eye-opening.
It took a while, too, because there were people that had other ideas, and they would say, but what if the other side does this? And what if they come out with this statement that... And you just say, just stay focused on your issue, and just keep going back to the same truth. And don't start being pulled over there. Don't be distracted. And let's all stay together and stay on the same page. Because we had a few times where there were people that were going to go and do their own thing. And boy, we had a few times where we just held our breath. Mm-hmm. And we had to fire one person that was there doing work for us, that she had her own ideas, and it doesn't work that way in a campaign. We all have to be on the same page here. Sorry.
Well, the board would make decisions, and and that's what was supposed to be done. This person did some things that were really, she shouldn't have done.
In public.
Yeah, when called on the carpet, she said, well, I might do it again. So
she said, that's just how I am. And so I said, well, you're not going to do it again. You're fired. you're not going to do it again.
Like in terms of protesting or?
No, divisive, arguing in public with another member of our group. Mm-hmm. Because the opposite side wants to see that. It's very divisive. Extremely divisive.
Yeah, they see us arguing like that, then they'll find a crack.
And they'll divide us right up. So we do all our arguing in the board meeting.
And it's not violent, bad
no.
arguing.
If people have different ideas.
Discussing and brainstorming.
Yeah, and if your idea doesn't pan out, fine. It's no problem.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you brought it up because we'll think about that. But it just doesn't fit in. But she was actually challenging people in our group. She didn't feel they were doing what she wanted them to do. And you can't have that. You can't have it in public.